In John's gospel, a formerly dead man breathes new life into some frightened disciples. Well, who better to do it than the one who was with God from the very beginning, who breathed life into Adam, and who created the whole world? Jesus gives them the gift of the Holy Spirit to create in them the courage that they will need to become apostles, to go out into the whole world with the good news of God's love. As Luke, on the other hand, which was our first lesson this morning, as Luke writes about the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts, we get a much more dynamic picture of what was happening. The roof nearly blows off the place with the whoosh and the fire of the Holy Spirit's presence. I always kind of imagine the disciples looking like, if you know Kramer from the old Seinfeld show, with his hair standing on end. Now imagine about 12 of them and then a few more. That was Pentecost. The heavens roar, fire burns, fishermen preach, crowds wonder. There is a confusing mixture of people and languages and preaching and fellowship and song and prayer. And 3,000 people were baptized. Things were out of control. Change was all around them. What does this mean? They are drunk or high, is the reply of some. I remember my staunch Lutheran, German Lutheran parents saying, he got religion in a skeptical way. When someone began to act or embrace a different way of worship than what they were accustomed to, they were afraid of something they couldn't explain. These past few weeks, I've been watching a PBS series on the birth of American music and how so much of folk music and rock and roll came out of the black churches in the South. They show films of what my parents called holy rollers, and I can see why traditional religious people, white people, would be afraid. People were dancing around. They were having a great time in church, doing things that were out of traditional experience. And that's what ecstasy means, is being out of yourself, being beyond yourself. Yet, people today are looking for exactly those experiences of the Holy Spirit. Who would have guessed that the Pentecostal church would be the fastest growing church in the world in the 21st century? I think sometimes we would like it better if the Holy Spirit just coddled us, just gave us peace and comfort and let us stay in our little upper rooms. While it's important to take time to listen to the Spirit, to go on retreats, and to be comforted by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit does that so that we are equipped and sent out to proclaim God's love that we have received to others who want to hear it. All of you in holy baptism were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, we received also spiritual gifts to build up the community, which is the church. This fall, we are planning at St. Luke's to do a spiritual gifts inventory. I hope you will participate in that. We can help you discern what gifts God has given you for the upbuilding of this church and for its mission now. Maybe you are artistic. Maybe you like to work with your hands. Maybe you can teach. All of these gifts, St. Paul writes in our second lesson, are given for the building up of the body of Christ. I know I can't drive a nail, so I don't go to Habitat builds. You may have administrative skills where someone else does not. All of us work together into a living, breathing whole And God gives a diversity of gifts for the benefit of us all. In the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit emblazons a new path with speech and courage and risk to share the good news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection in new ways. And it still does that today. Think of the man who started Habitat for Humanity, Millard Fuller. Not Jimmy Carter, Millard Fuller. He was 29 years old, and he was a self-made millionaire. And he discovered that money doesn't buy happiness. And so he gave his money away in order that he could focus on Christian service. He and his wife went to Africa to be missionaries. But when they came back home, they started a ministry of building decent, affordable housing for low-income families. And it is now the largest nonprofit builder in the world. That's Holy Spirit work. St. Luke's has been very involved, I know, in Habitat International. And I wonder how many of you ever thought you would be building houses in places like Nicaragua. Stand up if you have been on an international build, or if you have done some other kind of international ministry. Would you please stand up? That's huge. And that's Holy Spirit work. What about if you've done a Habitat build locally? A lot of the same people. That's great. Because locally, we need that housing just as much, do we not? Okay, sit down. I understand we have 22 people from St. Luke's who have served this past year as mentors for a school. I'm not sure, is it elementary or middle school? Both, elementary and middle school. 22 people who have mentored students. Would you please stand if you're a mentor? Anybody here a mentor? Great, yeah. That's Holy Spirit work. Now, what moved you to do that? Pastor Dave? No. The Holy Spirit moved you to do that. What about those who have served at Degage or Supper House? Would you please stand? Tons of people. Awesome. And I know a lot of our confirmands have also. Feeding the hungry. Holy Spirit work. The longer I'm here, the more I realize what a lot of change St. Luke has been through the last 3 or 4 years. Changes in the way things are done, adjustments to new pastors, new staff. While change can be annoying and difficult and painful at times, I think the Holy Spirit may be blowing through this place, creating something new. We need to spend time listening to the Spirit, but I also think it has equipped this congregation to step out and to try some new things that will breathe even more resurrected life into it. If you have a new idea, or you've been thinking, what if we tried this, please talk to one of the pastors or the church council, because sometimes the Holy Spirit likes to take a walk on the wild side. I have a little piece of my sermon here now that's directed to the confirmands. I know they're not sitting in one place, so I'll kind of have to speak to you as you are around and spread out. The Holy Spirit was poured out on you in your baptisms. The people gathered here today promised to support you in your growth in the Christian faith, and they've done a great job. And they're very proud of you. Sunday school teachers have spent hours on lessons and lesson planning. Pastors have cared about what it is you learn about God and tried to answer your questions. Parents taught you right from wrong. Oodles of time and money were spent on mission trips so that you could see the need of God's world and respond to it. A whole community of faith still surrounds you and prays for you. We need you. Hear that. We need you. We love you. In a time when 63% of millennials raised in the Christian church no longer attend, we need your voices to speak the language of the next generation. We need you to see visions and to dream dreams. And as I always say to my confirmands in the past, confirmation is not graduation. Confirmation is a way to be integrated into the adult membership and leadership of the church. It's an opportunity to take hold of the faith and to claim it publicly as your own. And we pray that the Holy Spirit would light a fire within you. And now I have something to say to the congregation as well. Yes, you've done a great job of raising these young people. You should be proud. Now listen to them. Don't discount their crazy ideas. They may be speaking for the Holy Spirit. Love them. Forgive them when they need it. Continue to encourage them in the work of this congregation. Last week, we sang that Abba Father song in a big circle around the sanctuary, and I really heard and experienced the Holy Spirit blowing through this place. It was so refreshing and so energizing. Where will the Holy Spirit take us? I don't know, but I do know that your prayers are leading us. The Holy Spirit doesn't promise to protect us from risk and challenge, but it does promise to be with us through it, encouraging us, empowering us, and strengthening us as a congregation. The Holy Spirit is present here now. It is with us and for us and invites us to use all that we are for the sake of the world that God loves. Amen.